Not much has changed in the Midwest forecast today relative to that of yesterday. We are still expecting a significant rain event to occur in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, with neighboring states being impacted as well. That includes some of the western sections of Indiana, southwestern Wisconsin, even eastern Nebraska, and northeast Kansas. All of these areas could see 1 to 3 inch accumulations of rainfall over the next few days, and it will be turning notably colder in the western Corn Belt. Temperatures here recently have been in the 70s and 80s across a large part of the Midwest, and certainly that has been helpful in stimulating a better environment for field work. Not all areas have dried out enough, though, to support that process, but at least there's been some progress made. So in the eastern Midwest will likely still see some favorable conditions prevailing for another few days as the upper-level low will be slow in getting rain into those areas. So Ohio and parts of Indiana, southeastern Michigan, eastern Kentucky will all have an opportunity for still at least 2, if not 3 days, worth of field operations to occur before the upper level low starts to really get into that area. The plains are still expected to see quite a bit of colder weather. In fact, it will snow later today. It's already snowed a little bit this morning, but a greater amount of snowfall will occur in Colorado and western Kansas as we move through the night tonight and into tomorrow morning. Accumulations in Colorado could run 2 to 8 inches with up to 4 inches in some western Kansas counties, and then that'll be followed by low temperatures tomorrow morning in the middle and upper 20s across much of the region. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few lower 20s out there, but those will be mostly in areas that have snow on the ground. Further to the south, though, in the Texas Panhandle, we'll see temperatures dropping down to the upper 20s, maybe a few middle 20s in the northwestern corner of the Panhandle. Keep in mind that those areas have been in the 80s and 90s the past 2 days, so some of that temperature fall will be rather dramatic and very stressful for some of the crop. It'll also be stressful for livestock. In fact, livestock will be stressed from parts of the Texas Panhandle into the heart of Kansas and Colorado because of the change from warm and dry conditions to cold, wet rain, cold rain and wet snow that will fall across the region and falling temperatures. And the bottom line will be that that will likely occur for the next 2 days, and then we'll see some improving conditions evolve after that. The prospects for rain in the U.S. Midwest after this upper-level low-pressure system passes through is still fairly good. A couple of weak weather systems will pass through the Midwest next week and into the following weekend. Each of the systems would likely produce some light amounts of rain, with a few moderate thunderstorms possible, especially in the southern and eastern parts of the Midwest. The northwestern areas will probably see the least amount of moisture, and a better drying environment will be possible at that point. As soon as this week's upper-level low-pressure system gets out of the way and skies start to open up and become mostly sunny again, we'll notice a very quick climb in temperatures, and we'll likely get back into a seasonable range by the time we get to the first part of next week in the western Corn Belt and by midweek in the east. And then we'll likely help to see the drying rates across the region improve right before we get involved with the next two frontal boundaries that come across the region. By the time we get to mid-month, it might be a little cooler biased again across northern and eastern parts of the Midwest. We may also see enough precipitation in the lower and eastern parts of the region that there may be some new delays in field work. The majority of the precipitation in the southern and eastern areas during the 8th through the 15th of May period will likely run from 3 to 9 tenths of an inch, with some local amounts to an inch and a third. That will contrast with amounts in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt that will only run from about a tenth of an inch up to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. So the best drying conditions will likely be in the northwest during the second week of the 2-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.